Agricultural programming is made possible by Learned Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Learned Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Monsanto Company today reported a loss of $156 million in its fiscal fourth quarter. The St. Louis-based company says it had a loss of 31 cents per share. Monsanto expects full-year earnings in the range of $5.75 to $6 per share. With soybean prices plummeting in Chicago, Brazilian farmers have opted not to forward sell their upcoming crop aggressively. A couple weeks into the planting season, farmers have committed just 12% of next year's harvest, dramatically down on the 32% sold at the same stage last year and the five-year average of 31%. While farmers are committing to fewer forward sales, they continue to access as much official farm credit as ever. That's because at 6.75%, it is the cheapest credit out there. Commercial lines run at around 18%. According to Banco do Brasil figures, farmers took out 43% more farm credit between July 15th and September 15th than the year before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,656. It's up 5 points. The NASDAQ at 39.59 is up 3. The S&P 500 is 19.31, and it is up 3.5 points. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Joining us now live on the telephone with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another nice day. At least we're starting it off that way. There's a lot of folks out there dealing with some wetter bias conditions across the Midwest, and that is going to be the ongoing concern today from a farming perspective, because we do have more rain slated to move across parts of the region, and this rain that's coming up is certainly going to be disruptive to farming activity for many areas across the region. We do have the remnants of Tropical Storm Simon that will be moving across the U.S. Central Plains as we go through tonight into Friday. It will likely produce some significant rainfall for some of the drier biased areas in Kansas and Oklahoma, and a big improvement, in fact, for wheat conditions in those two states, as well as perhaps parts of southeastern Colorado. Some amounts in those areas will run from a half inch upwards to 2, maybe even 2.5 to 3 inches in a few spots. But unfortunately, for the Midwest, the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, some of this moisture is going to move eastward and right through the Ohio Basin, and the precipitation is likely to begin impacting some of the region as soon as tomorrow, and we'll likely see the precipitation starting off rather erratically. The initial look here is that we'll see mostly dry weather dominating the Midwest today. There will be some showers that will form in Kansas and Missouri, but the rest of the lower parts of the Midwest will be relatively dry. As we go into the night tonight and on into the day tomorrow, we'll see showers increasing from Missouri into portions of Ohio. The precipitation initially will be erratic and light, not likely to be a huge issue. But as we go into the day on Friday, we'll see the rains increase quite a bit. We'll already see the increase in Missouri on Thursday, but on Friday it'll be across the southern two-thirds of Illinois, southern three-fourths of Indiana, and the southern three-fourths of Ohio as well. And that rain will continue into Saturday, perhaps for some areas near and immediately south of the Ohio River. Rain totals will probably run from a half to 1.5 inches with this first round of precipitation, and that will be on top of soil that's already wet in some areas. We'll look for a second wave of precipitation to move through the Midwest as we finish out the weekend on Sunday into Monday, probably continuing a little bit into Tuesday morning. This precipitation event will focus on areas from Missouri to Michigan and areas to the southeast, including all of the Ohio Basin again. So not much fieldwork will be able to take place here after we get through the day today. And next week, though, looks much better. Most of the areas across the eastern Midwest will be relatively dry next week. There might be a couple of spotty showers, but there's not going to be any real substantial volume to the rain, and the coverage will be very low. Our temperatures are going to turn a little cooler with this rain event that comes up here as we finish out this week. The afternoon highs will likely come down to the 50s and 60s across a fair amount of the region, and that will compare to temperatures today that will run maybe some 50s in the far north to the lower 70s in the southern parts of the Midwest. But the coolest weather will be with us as Friday and Saturday come into the region, and then we'll look for a warming trend next week. When the rains finally abate from the region, we'll be quick to warm back into the 60s and 70s across a fair amount of the region. Our low temperatures at night are expected to stay mostly in the 30s and 40s in the north and 40s and 50s in the south. But when we get into next week, things will get a bit warmer, as I mentioned before. The bottom line is that the northwest half of the Midwest will likely see very good conditions over the next week with very little precipitation expected. But we do have problems with delays in farming activity in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, at least into Tuesday morning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 589, up 3/4. Soft December, 507 3/4, up 1.5. December corn, 339.5, down 1. March, 352.5, down 1. May, 361.25, down 1. And July, 368 3/4, down 1.25. November soybeans trading 939.25, down 1.5. January 947.5, down 1.75. March 955.75, down 2. May 963.75, down 1.75. And July at 970.5, down 1.25. October soybean meal 326.70, down 30. October soybean oil 32.94, down 2 cents. October live cattle is unchanged at 165.77.5. October feeders up 70 at 242.17.5. And October lean hogs trading 108.10, now 108.12.5, and they are up 90. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Very quiet market today. Makes one think everybody is positioned about where they want to be ahead of Friday's crop progress and WASDE numbers.
Sure. Well, this next report on Friday has been the focal point since we got the quarterly grain stocks, so we've had quite a bit of time to discount the information. I think maybe early in the week we saw some short covering pretty much across the board, because until Monday's wetter forecast for the 11 to 15-day period, there had only been one side of the order pad, and that was sell, sell, sell. So I think realistically we probably put it more into a balanced situation. Harvest pace has slowed, but we still have a big crop. And then we look and see if Uncle Sam gives us a bone on Friday.
And that is indeed the question. Traders have put their guesses out there on the table, mm-hmm. many believing that harvested acres will be a little bit less and yield will be a little bit more, mm-hmm. and then depending on how much, banking their guesses on what side of unchanged they want to be on ending stocks.
Right. Well, I think realistically, the numbers on Friday, we could incorporate the quarterly grain stocks number. Some of the private companies or private estimates have shown a reduction in acres. But we think at this early stage of the game, it's probably not in the cards for the USDA to basically adjust the acres that much, probably minimally at most, and then watch the yields. We would not be surprised going forward that if the corn yield is bumped a little bit, we could see incremental increases in corn yield all the way till the end of the year. On the flip side, as far as beans are concerned, our story right now is that bean yields are probably tailing off a little bit. Still a really good crop, but we quite possibly could have seen the biggest production figures basically traded last week.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 3.39 1/4, down 1 1/4. March, 3.52 1/4, down 1 1/4. July, 3.68 3/4, down 1 1/4. November beans, 9.38 1/4, down 2 1/2. July, 9.69 1/2, down 2 1/4. October soybean meal, 3.26.70, down 30. October soybean oil, 32.94, down 2 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.